Hello, the internet, and welcome to your trendly neighborhood Zyderman, courtesy of Johnny Davis, aka your trendly neighborhood Zyderman. So, from Wu-Tang Clan. I'm Jack O'Brien. That over there is super producer Anna Hosnier, joining us today in place of Miles of Gray.
Yeah.
I only know him by his Twitter handle. Is that his real name? Now, Miles is out today.
Back, Steve.
Back in the morrow. Good gentleman. But we are still going to tell you what's trending today on this fine Cyber Monday. And that is actually the top thing that's trending along with AirPods. AirPods, Cyber Monday. This is also the number one thing on Reddit because there's something trending that is a strap that holds your AirPods together.
Right.
So making AirPods pointless because they're just like,
well, that's headphones. Everyone's always like, I keep losing them.
Yeah.
And it's like, yes, well, that's kind of the choice. You take a risk when you spend $150 to $250 on these things is that you have to
tiny
become
tiny little pill-sized things.
Yeah. And it's almost asking you to become kind of like hyper-vigilant about what you do with your belongings. As you know, my partner, he left one of his AirPods on the ottoman. Yes, we have ottoman money.
Damn.
And the dog chewed one of them, so he had to buy a new pair. And it's like, you have to, these are very expensive little tiny pieces of basically forever items because, one, again, you can't recycle them or throw them away.
I know.
So
they're also like candy sized.
Yeah.
And I always want to eat them or like swallow them. That's why I compared them to a pill because I always want to just like put them in my mouth and swallow them with a glass of water.
Like Minions.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't, if you are not a person who takes good care of your belongings, I'm sad to say it, but you should not buy AirPods. Just stick to the wired headphones.
Yeah. I feel like they've kind of had a real tipping point, as Malcolm Gladwell and Bill Simmons love to say. Mm-hmm. But I think because they've released like version 2.0, now they're actually breaking through because now there's like an old pair that's obsolete and thus affordable.
Mm-hmm.
So
are the prices going down on those?
I think they must.
Oh.
Because, yeah, like why they wouldn't sell a single other pair of.
Well, that's
those.
Not true. I think people, one, we live in a time of flex culture. So
flex.
People would flex on each other like
by getting the old ones.
No, by getting the new ones. So why would you? What are you saying?
I'm just saying they must have dropped the price of the old ones. Otherwise, wouldn't they be the same price as the new ones?
No, the new ones are $250. Old ones are $150.
Damn. Okay, never mind then.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Van Halen,
okay.
Also trending, because Billie Eilish did not know who they were, and
she doesn't fucking need to.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry. I was saying this
tried
before.
Tried to work up a head of steam to disagree with you on this, but
I just don't care.
Give a shit.
Van like, Halen, cool.
Yeah, Chuck Klosterman is like a huge Van Halen fan, and
I don't
he
even know
called
who that
them.
Is.
He's like a pop culture writer, and he called them the most appropriately rated band in existence. Like neither over or underrated. They just
is.
Appreciated for their hits, and they were big when they were big. But nobody needs to. They didn't have like a huge lasting impact that I know of. I don't know that he said that. That might just be my take, but. I don't know.
Van Halen, look, they weren't, to me, it's like there's a certain type of older band that really resonates with me, like Pearl Jam or something like that. But
right.
That's because they created a style of being like they're all like.
The Yarling?
Yeah, like that's a thing where whenever I hear a Pearl Jam song, I will start making that noise along with the song. Van Halen, you didn't do that. You sang like normal people. And guess what? Now you don't matter because Billie Eilish doesn't remember you. And we go by what Billie Eilish remembers and doesn't remember.
She is our official cultural conscience.
It's kind of true. Like, she's so famous that it's like, well, I don't know, man. Like, if Billie Eilish says you are nothing, then you are nothing.
The thing that is definitely going to be lasting of Van Halen is that Eddie Van Halen did the guitar solo from the Beat It song. So, little known tribute.
Hmm.
But that guitar solo shreds.
Put that on their wiki.
From the Beat It song, as it's known among
also,
the kids.
Eddie, a common name for lead singers of old bands?
Yeah. Well, he wasn't the lead singer. He was the lead guitarist.
Yeah, see, that's how little I care.
Yeah, exactly. Who gives a shit? But yeah, people are acting like this is the equivalent of when kids were all tweeting, wait, Titanic's based on a true story?
Damn, that was a dog. Thing?
Yeah, that was like a big trend early days of Twitter. And that was upsetting, I think. But this, nobody needs to know who Van Halen is.
Yeah, you know what? Mentally, I've already moved on from this story.
Yeah, nobody knew that the Tulsa race massacre happened until Watchmen came out. Let's worry about that and not the Van Halen thing. Dakota Johnson, why is she trending?
She, basically, she stood up to Ellen DeGeneres' crap, if you will.
Okay, so tell me the story, because that's what I heard. I heard it was like a feud between the two of them, but then... I don't know.
So Dakota Johnson, being the daughter of Don Johnson and Melanie Griffin and the stepdaughter of Antonio Banderas, decided today, well, not today, whenever it happened a few days ago, that she will no longer be taking Ellen's weird shit on her show. So she came on the show. Ellen was like, how was your birthday party? I wasn't invited. Dakota Johnson's like, you can see in the moment where she has that thing where she like is like,
ah. Right.
You were invited, Ellen. You right. didn't come. And Ellen's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I wasn't invited anywhere. And she's like, you can tell because she does that before everything she says.
She's like, you weren't invited last year because I didn't think you would want to come.
Yeah,
because
we're
like
not
massively
friends.
Famous and like I've only met you on the show. But this year I definitely invited you and you didn't come.
Yeah.
She was like, no, I don't think that's true. Uh-huh. That's not true. Let's ask somebody and like asks her producer. Mm-hmm. Her producer's like,
you were
invited. You were out of town. She's like, oh, I was out of town. Yes. Right, because I had that thing.
Yes.
And, what was that
classic
thing?
Investigative journalists of Twitter, aka just random people who have the time of their lives, figured out that it was the same weekend that she was at the Cowboys game with George Bush. Bushy Bushes.
Oh, that's right. I had that thing where I was hanging out with a war criminal. My bad.
So... fuck off, Ellen. I'm sorry. I hate her bits because she literally says, you harassed me so much last time when I didn't invite you because, one, we're not friends. So why the fuck would I? Like, imagine being hanging out with all your friends and being like, yeah, Ellen's coming. Everyone would be like, why?
Right.
Why did you invite Ellen DeGeneres to your party? Maybe that's just my era of folk, but I'd be like, man, what the fuck? Why'd you invite Ellen?
Ellen DeGeneres.
She's going to come in and be fake nice to everyone and then rude to random people? Yeah. Like, no, thank you.
And there's more stories kind of circulating. This has given people an excuse to start tweeting and chatting about the fact that Ellen is mean.
Yeah, not a nice person.
Yeah.
It's a known thing within the industry that Ellen is somewhat evil.
Mm.
And the fame and money has gone to her head, and she's no longer with us folk on planet Earth.
Yeah. So in response to this story, somebody was like, oh my gosh, just the other day, I was going into the parking lot of the Writers Guild of America, and somebody was walking into the building and dropped their parking ticket, and I... You know, they were a very famous person. I won't say who they were, but you can probably guess. And I went up to return it to them, and they looked at me like I was the biggest creep in the world and, like, walked away fast while I was trying to do them a favor. And everyone was like, oh, it's Ellen, right? And the person was just like, not going to say.
Because you don't want her to, blacklist you because she's a monster.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're blacklisted.
Oh, yeah. We're never working for the Ellen show. Lil Bub, RIP. Lil Bub has passed. Long live Lil Bub. This brought Cinderblock to our attention.
Just to be clear, Lil Bub is a cat.
Oh, yeah.
And not a rapper who does Xanax.
That's true.
A young rapper who does Xanax.
That's a good point. That needs to be clarified.
Yeah.
Lil Bub is the, like, really cute cat because it looks like a kitten, but it has
like
the added feature that it has its tongue sticking out of its mouth all the time.
And I believe Lil Bub had dwarfism.
Oh, yeah.
I believe.
I think that's why it looked like a kitten.
Which is weird because we really fetishize these pets, these little cats like Grumpy Cat who have like disabilities in like the weirdest ways. Where
right.
We'll be like, make them an internet celebrity.
Right. So we were like, well, who's left? Now, like, what's the who's the reigning number one cute cat? Because Lil Bub passed, Grumpy Cat passed, and Garfield is on his way out. And this brought Cinderblock to our attention.
Real quick, Garfield's not real, Jack.
Well, you know.
Yeah, Cinderblock is that huge gray cat that people have made famous for being fat, which again, I don't appreciate all this, like, well, look how doing he is, make him beauty. It's like, guys, they're cats and they deserve respect.
Your impression of
that's the internet as a whole
responding to cute cats is upsetting.
That's the internet as a whole. Everyone's like, oh, yeah. And you're like, guys, just yes, it's a cute cat, but let's not, like, you know.
The Garfield thing was, by the way, based on a tweet by Drew Toothpaste, who tweeted, Grumpy Cat and Lil Bub are dead. These come in threes. Garfield is next. So just wanted to...
I like how only after I called you out.
No, it wasn't me. It was his stupid joke.
But anyway, R.I.P. Lil Bub.
Cinderblock is the very large cat that, like, can't... They keep trying to put him on water treadmills, and he, like, puts one paw on the treadmill and, like, just lets it go by.
So this is what you do to get a cat enrichment activities. And yes, I do have to spend a lot of time talking to my vet about this because I do have two fat cats. You put their food in some sort of mechanism where they have to play with it in order to get the food out.
Right.
That kind of, like, gives them some exercise. Putting a cat on a water treadmill is so wild to me because, one, cats hate water. And
right.
Two, they're going to be like, I'm not human. This doesn't compute to me as a thing I can do to lose weight. Also, I don't care to lose weight. I'm a fat cat who uses my body as a pillow for myself.
Yeah, the assumption about those videos seems to be that this is like some high-tech, like,
yeah,
animal factory or animal factory, like, training facility. And it's probably just like a high-tech creative torture of animal facility.
I don't know. Maybe there's science behind it. Of course, I haven't looked it up because I can't with
yeah.
how my life goes. I don't have the time. But
right.
it just seems weird.
The cat is so big that it might not be able to support his own weight.
Really?
I think that might be, well, I can't imagine why else they would do it in water.
I see, that's the thing. It's like, I feel like people are trying to just create memes out of these animals.
Right.
Like, truly, like, why can't we find other ways to get Cinderblock to lose weight other than making it walk on a water treadmill?
Yeah.
It is working? Okay, DJ. Wow.
Yeah. BT Dubs, super producer Danil, has pointed out that it is working. He lost 0.8 pounds, which
wild
could in cat weight is a significant portion of his body weight, and or should be a significant portion of his body weight. And
but will he gain it back
right.
once he's done?
Yeah. So the creative torturers at this creative torture method factory are trying to convince us
it's
working.
If it's working, then I hope it makes Cinderblock a lot healthier and we stop calling him Cinderblock.
Cinderblock, by the way, was found in the house of a hoarder who had passed on. And it just, like, you put hoarder found dead in their house and then giant, overfed, enormous cat in the same sentence. You have to wonder, was Cinderblock feeding on the remains of their owner? And turns out, I don't know the answer to that, so let your imagination fill in the blanks.
That's a fine thing. It's like you raised your cat, you put your life into it, and then you passed before them. Like, why shouldn't your... It almost feels like your cat is doing their duty to be like, and I shall eat you now.
Right, and give you a second life
as
energy for me to chase lasers. Frozen is also not really trending. We talk about it on tomorrow's episode that Frozen 2 crushed the box office. It's trending in a general, people keep talking about it in the office sense. And Anna and I just learned we both watched Frozen 1 for the first time over the weekend. And it was for me, it was the first time I'd watched it sober. Anna, for the first time
ever.
Yeah, Anna, you had some takes.
I struggle with the movie because, one, I don't think it's that great. I think kids are horrible movie reviewers.
Right.
I think all kids are stupid for liking that. No, I mean, I can see the appeal. It's like a bunch of songs. There's a dancing, snowman. Which, by the way, Olaf, probably the greatest
part
of the movie.
Yeah.
But overall, I found Elsa to be a bit of a cunt, very selfish.
Wow.
Anna was explosion sound sad effect. In a weird, dark way. Like, there was some true darkness that I didn't care for. Like, I found Elsa so deeply selfish of, like, you don't just get to boo-hoo because you get frozen hands or whatever your problem is. Which, by the way, not explained.
Freezy
why the
hands,
fuck was
I
she born with this
term.
Weird frozen situation?
Yeah.
And then just be like, no, I'm a freak, and like run off and be like, finally, and then sing a song about being selfish, like letting go and doing whatever the fuck you want, when it's like, you just froze a town, and then your like little sister's there, your parents are dead, like what are you doing?
Yeah, let
you
it
have
go
responsibility.
Is a song that in the end is about letting your selfish desires win over.
Yeah, to live in an ice castle.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Or the proverbial ice castle of addiction.
I didn't care for that.
Or
is that,
you know,
what?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You think her vagina is frozen solid?
Oh, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's actually, if it is, she can do whatever she wants. That's tough.
That would be tough. Oh, yeah. Maybe that is like the unspoken truth.
That she's like, no, you don't understand. Like, shit's
everything
fucked up.
Is frozen. Yeah. That would make, I guess, masturbation incredibly difficult.
Which is why she's so pent up.
Yeah.
Why she's like, I'm just going to go to this ice
and
castle.
Then that's why she has all this pent up energy. So it's just like.
Well, it's true. They're not fucking.
Right. Well, maybe
I don't
she
know
could,
how
like,
old they are.
I don't
but...
know. Do baths exist? Do shower heads exist at that time? Probably not.
No.
Poor Elsa. Also, we both. The scene where the giant, it's just a very strange transition where her parents are like, we'll be back in no time, darling. We're just getting on this boat. And then it's like, it's a cut to the boat just being swallowed by a massive wave. I wish there was no edit and it was just them like waving goodbye to them. And then it
like,
just
like a rogue wave.
Immediately a rogue wave wipes them out.
Yeah, that was like also a really dark moment where I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, that was a really gnarly storm that they were just sailing through.
Yes. It was as scary as any storm in The Perfect Storm.
And we're all like, why are these kids so upset that their parents are going on a quick trip? It's because they saw Frozen and they're like, oh, no, I've seen this happen before.
Yeah.
As most Disney movies, the parents always die going on a trip or something.
Yeah, especially though right after after the kids are like, "Oh, don't go, Mom." I'm like, "I have separation anxiety from you." And they're like, "Don't worry, we'll be right back." The thing your parents always say to you right before.
"Don't worry, your nanny and butler will take care of you."
Right. Well, shit. That has been your trendly neighborhood Zeiter, man. This is fun. This has been fun having you on, Super Producer Anna Hosnia.
Yes, and just, you know, contractually not obligated to work on this show.
Yeah. No, you're doing this in your free time, and we are not paying you.
Nope.
At all. Okay. Except in LaCroix.
I don't drink LaCroix.
Anna, where can people find you, follow you, listen to you?
I'm at Anna Hosnia on Twitter, tweeting these hot, hot takes about Elsa being a cunt. And I'm also... I host a podcast called Ethnically Ambiguous.
Yeah.
Thank you, on this network. And I'm also, I just brought my Bachelor podcast, Will You Accept This Rose, to this network. That is correct. It is here now. It's called Will You Accept This Rose. Also, I am executive producing a podcast about 90 Day Fiancé called 420 Day Fiancé that Miles Gray and Sophia Alexandra host. So listen to that, because the more listens to that, the more money I make and the less I have to interact with Jack. I'm just joking. Could you imagine?
You're
soon
not joking.
I will work as Jack's boss.
Look, the truth comes out at the end of these episodes. If you missed the sound of Miles' voice, go check out 420 Day Fiancé. That's going to do it for this evening. We'll be back in the morning with more podcasts.